Learn Masech the Shabbos Daf Samach Dalad Amin Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the Braisa. The Braisa had said that an Orid Kolshu is Tamei. When you have a Beged which is woven, even if it's a Kolshu, it's Tamei. Like we discussed in the previous year, it's not a Tumas Beged, it's a Tumas of Orig. It's like a Kli which is woven. And then the Braisa says, Meisiv Sak Al Beged Shetamei Mishim Orig. A Sak has an additional Tumah of a Beged that has a Tumah of Orig. So Gemara says, what do you mean sack is more than a beged because it's tam mishum orig? Atu beged lav origum. Beged is also orig. What does it mean that sack is additional to beged? So Gemara says, achi kamar, meisiv sack ala beged afi she'ene orig tamei. That sack is an additional thing that even if it's not woven, it's tamei. So Rashi learns, and the chdushi aran b'shem nera'ah is meisiv beer in it, that the pshat is that what's called Orig for Sak and what's called Orig for Beged are two different dinim. Beged is made out of a softer cloth, and therefore in order for it to be called Orig, you have to actually make an actual Ariga. You have threads going chassis, threads going Eriv, and they're intertwined with each other to make an Ariga, to make a cloth. But a Sak is much coarser. And when you have threads and you twist them together, it's already Roy. It's already something. And therefore, it becomes considered Arug, even though all you did was twist a few threads together, rather than making a proper Ariga. And the Gemara says, L'may Chazi. And Rabbi Yechanan says, Shekhen Ani Kaleya Sholash Nimim V'Teilu B'Tzav V'Bitay. And Ani would go and take three threads of sack and make it into a necklace. So Rashi says, that has a din of Arug. Kliyasa Zuruga Asai. As opposed to later, the Gemara says that strings that are made from sack are not considered not Mekabel Tumah. Why are Meshicha and Chavalim, strings and ropes, are not Mekabel Tumah? Rashi says because they were never Tavi. They were twisted together. The strands were twisted together. But they weren't Tavi. They weren't spun into threads. So therefore, you need Tavi V'Arug. So Rashi says, here also you need Tavi V'Arug. But when you have sack, twisting it together is also called the Nariga. So in the Masifta Gemara, brings that the Raivin and Idias explains this, like we said, because it's much coarser material, so twisting it together would already make a proper beged, so to speak, when we're dealing with sack. See, Taiz explains, the Gemara earlier, B'memad Likin, brought together with different garments, Neitz Shalizim, and put it together with garments, and darshes it from Ay Beged. And here we have Kilkali and Chavek, and things that are made from Sar Izim, from Neitz Shalizim, and here we call it sack. Taisa says goats have two types of hair. There's soft goat hair, which is a regular beged. And once you're not limited to tzemer or pishtim, so the soft goat hair would be like a regular beged. You make begadim out of it. That wouldn't have the din of sack. Then you have the stiff goat hair. That's a very coarse material. That is a din of sack. Sack is a bigger share than beged. Sack is only dalad al dalad. Beged is gimel al gimel. Fachim and beged, we even marry gimel gimel at spice. But the sack, a scrap piece of sack, a bummy beged gadol type of thing, would only be dalad al dalad fachim. But when you make a specific kli out of sack, like this case, we kaleya gimel chutim v'naisim etzav v'bitay. So here you're making a specific kli that will marry me from oisak to tell you that when you make a kli, as long as it's tavi v'arug. And by Ariga of Sak also doesn't need the full Ariga that you need by a Beged, that also could be Mekabel Tumah. The Mimi learns that this Kaleya Gimel Nimin is Tumah even if it's not Taviv Arig, it goes to Al Tachshit Kol Shehu. Since it's Taylor B'Tzavra Bitai, it's not because of Arig Kol Shehu, it's an Ayadin of Tachshit Kol Shehu. By Arig Kol Shehu, including by Sak, Kilkali, and Chevek, they need Taviv Arig. By Tachshit Kol Shehu, you don't need Tavi V'Arik. But Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns it is Tavi V'Arik. Alpha V'Sha'in Arik Tami means it has a Din Arik. It's the same thing as Kilkali V'Chevik. It's the way your Arik sack is different than the way Arik Begadim, but it has to be Tavi V'Arik Al Kohanim to be Kaleya together, what's called Arik by sack. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Sak Enli Eli Sak, Minayin L'Rabbis Kilkali and Chevik. Tamalaymer Oisak, Yachal Shemar Bechavol Memeshichas, Tamalaymer Sak. that you need tavi v'arg. And like we said, Rashi learns that that's the same din. Kilkali and chavik mean that you have spun sack threads, and you arg them together, or you twist them together, which is an ariga by sack, and you make a keli out of it, either the thing that's tali b'tzav v'bitai, or you have this kilkali and chavik. These are kelim that I put on an animal to attach a saddle, to put it, the different kelim which are used for the animal. So Oysak teaches you, similar to beged, you have Oyer Kol Shu Tomei, when you make a beged out of it, so Oysak teaches you, you have the same idea by sack, and you don't even need Oreg, like Rashi says, you need like a semi-Oreg. Or the Meiri saying is that by a Tachshit you don't need Oreg. Now Taisus asks the Kasha, the same Kasha he asked by the beged Oyer Kol Shu Tomei, here's a metalta molivirekon. Where's the clay kibble? Elam, are you going to say the same teretz that you could take it and fold it and make it into a clay kibble? But it's not made for that. Mishlaimah the arik kol shu tamei. So why does someone need a small piece of cloth? Probably to use it to wrap around something, to wrap around the machat or a margolius. So that's the case. It's a clay kibble. Now, saying this is a kilkali a chevik, it's used for an animal. It's not a clay kibble. Elamai, you'll say the same teretz that you could be mekabel something, but Taisa says, as you say, the clay kibble has to be nasa l'kabola. He brings a riot. The Gemara later says, kiteya, a kava kiteya, if it has a base kibble, a kabel ksisin, it's mekabel tuma. Kava kiteya is a peg leg, like we spoke about, and a peg leg has a hollow, has a bit of a notch, has an opening to put the leg in. But if it's padded, so then the opening also serves to hold the padding. So that's a base kibble, a kabbal ksisin. So mela, the peg leg is considered nasa l'kabbal, it's not a pshut to kliyetz, it's mekabbal tuma. But otherwise, if it's just made to hold the foot, so Rashi says, that's not called mekabbal, the foot, adraba, the foot's holding it, it's not holding the foot. But Taisa says, even if you didn't put padding in it, but you could put padding in it, even if it's not meant for padding, but you could put something in it, elamai, the fact that it has a place where you could be mekabel, if it's not intended to be mekabel, that's not called the clay kibble. So how come kilkali and chevek are mekabel tuma, it's not a clay kibble? So Taisa says you have to say, perhaps somewhat bedeichik, that it's also intended for that. It's made for other things also. It's not only intended to be on the animal, it's also intended, if you ever need it, to be a bag, to need a wrapping, or whatever it is, you could use this kilkali v'chavik. It's intended for all sorts of things. The Minchas Ariel, Tzeich and Suda Taisus Yishanim and Yuma, Ayin Chesem and Beis, the Gemara happened to bring Kava Kiteya, so the Taisus Yishanim got into this, and he says this Yisayin, that a base kibble, a kabbal ksisin, is only if it's made for Kabbalah, as opposed to otherwise, even though you could be mekabel, it's not good enough. And he asks the Kasha from kilkali v'chavik, and he says, that's called being mekabel the behema. A little similar to what we said from the Chazon Ish, that clothing are being mekabel the person. That's called the base kibble. It's being mekabel the behema, because you're actually using the kilkali and chevek to get the behema to move around. So that's called, it's metalta mole v'rekon, it's mole of the behema, and that's also called the base kibble. You see, Taisus didn't know that way. Maybe Taisus held that clothing are not called the base kibble, and you have to say like the stipulist there, it said a beged, Tumas beged doesn't need nasa l'kabbalah. The Ridva, he says that he likes the pshat, and he says that his Rebbe was maskim to this pshat, perhaps the Ra'ah, that only wood and leather, which are primarily made for kabbalah, that needs to be a base kibble. Now, Shege, when we're married by other kalim, they don't have to be a base kibble, because the point isn't Kabbalah. Only eights and R, that the ikkar, the clay is the normal kali is for Kabbalah. We learn that from Sak and Asim Metalta Moli Virekon, Pshutikli Eitz and Pshutikli R at Tahar. Now, Shege, when we have these drushes of Aru Kolshuhu and Ay Sak to tell you Kilkali and Chevek, you don't need kibble. Cloth kalim are not primarily made for Kabbalah, so we don't darshan that you need a base kibble for them. So that's a chumrah, but it also comes out of kula, because Taisus asked Akasha that pshutikli ar, why is pshutikli ar not makabel tuma? You could always fold it and carry something in the ar. So Taisus says it must be very hard leather, hard leather like the type we use in tefillin, that doesn't move, that doesn't fold. So any type of soft, pliable leather, Taisus and hold, there's no din of pshut to kliyar. It will be mekabel tuma because you could always fold it over and be mekabel something. Now Shankin the Ridva is saying, no, maybe that's not called the clay kibble. The reason why a beged is mekabel tuma is because beged doesn't eat clay kibble. Clay kibble is dafka by eitz and ar. Now the Ridva is the kasha by kilkli and chebek that for an animal, we had a yisayin before, nafnan beis, tabas habehemais, are tahirim. If you have something which is meant for an animal, we say ain't takshul behema. A tabas for an animal is tar. So here the kilkli and chebek are meant for the animal to wear. So why is it makabel tuma? It shouldn't be considered a kli if it's for an animal. So Ridva says, and several other Rishayim say this, that really it's for the person. The person uses the kilkli and chebek to move the animal, to ride the animal, whatever it is, the people are using it. Just like the tabas over there. Also it says that a person uses the tabas to schlep the animal, so it's like a makel shel behema. So if the person is using it, even though it's an accessory of an animal, but if it's for the use of the person, so that could be called the kli maisa, and it's makabel tuma. But the Dvar brings the yesh mishapirish, a gavaldig yisayin, that if you have a kli for an animal, it's only by a noy, by a tachshit, it's an ornament, so then we say in tachshit lebehema. The fact that it beautifies an animal doesn't give it a din to makabel tuma. Now shenken, if the animal's using the kli for its personal use, for its comfort, or for something it needs, that also would be called makabel tuma. It's dafka tachshit, to beautify the animal, that's not makabel tuma. But kli maisa, even though it's only for the animal to use, that would be makabel tuma. But he says that Taisus holds like the first pshat. Nemes is the Mechas Aril Tzechen Su the Bayaz in the Tveris Yisrael in Mesechtes Kalim Perichav. He's discussing why a trough for animal food, why is that makabel tuma? It's a kli for an animal. And he bavarns this tzad, he didn't have the Ritva, wasn't printed yet, but he bavarns this tzad that maybe it's only a tachshit for an animal that's not makabel tuma. But a kale that an animal needs is makabel tuma. But he says that we have the Gemara early in Daf Nun Tes that a sandal shel behema shel matchis is tumeya. And the Gemara says lamai chazi. Why should a sandal shel behema be tumeya? The Gemara says because you use it to drink water, you use it to shmer oil, you use it because when you're running away from the war, you put it on your foot. The whole Gemara there in Daf Nun Tes. Why don't you say because the animal uses it? So Rashi says in tach shel behema. Even though, of course, the shoe for the animal is not for aesthetic purposes, it's to keep his feet from harm. So you see that ain't tachshul behemah, even if the behemah is using it, like let's say a merdas of a chamar, which is used to warm up the chamar, if that's the whole use, have a raya for that chamar. You have to know, what does the Yesh Mishapirish do with that raya for naftan tes? I'm not sure. Al-Kabanim, the Tveris Yisrael, says that a trough was called for the use of a person, because for the animal itself, you could just put it on the floor and the animal will be just as happy. The reason why you put the food in the trough is because you want to make sure that the food doesn't get spoiled, doesn't run around. So any time where the person's using it, even though it's primarily for the animal, but the person's using it, that of course is makabel tuma. And now let's go right up. The Gemara at the end of the Amud, it discusses the carbon that the Pekudei Achayim that went for the Melchemes Midyan brought, and Rav Moshe Rabbeinu was angry. He said, Chemech Chazartim L'Kulkulchem. They said, L'Nifkim Menuish. No one did an Aveira. No one was Mizana with the Benois Midyan. So he asked, so why are you bringing Kaparah? So he said, Emenei Aveira Yatzanu, but they hear Lo Yatzanu. There'll be a problem of here. Here is much harder. So Taisus asked Akasha, why would there be an issa here, even if fast Torah was mutter to them? So Taisa says, Mikom lakam shayich ba iser, k'narminam v'chashak d'ba v'loy b'chaverta. Taisa means, Yifas Torah also had a limitation, that you can only take one Yifas Torah, not two. So if the marshal, they'd be mahara to mizana with two women, so that wouldn't have the het of Yifas Torah, and the male, that would be iser, and male, that's way the hearer would be aser. From the chayra, it's shrei the Taisa, because his Taisus is the Chayat saying that the Issa here is dafka to mehar on an isha which is aser. Mashenken an isha, even if she's not married to you, but as long as there's a heter bia with her, so then there'll be no isha here. So l'mashul, pane abal pnuya, the Rambam holds is an isha of an isha aseif kika cheshisha, but Rav Yishanim holds it's an isha der Rabbanan. So before the Rabbanan were geizer, it would seem that there wouldn't be an iser, or let's say you mahar to get married to a pnuya, even though you're not married, but you mahar, you could get married to her, and you mahar to get married to her, so it wouldn't be an iser. Chayr, it's very shver. You find in the Gemara, in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, they now be mistakel be isha yafa, even if she's a pnuya. And I'll be mistakel be isha sish, even if she's mechoeris, but isha yafa, even pnuya is asa to mistakel. Nevada Stakles is also because it's Goyim here. Even though she's a Pnuya, and you're allowed to get married to her. So what's Pshan in Taisis? That Taisis is naming on that the Issa here is only when there's an Issa Bia. And if there's a Heti Yafas Tayar, there wouldn't be an Issa here. So Chayi can explain it, Hapi, what it says in Igris Meshem, so have an Ezechelik Aleph Simon Samach Tes, he's Mavai, there's two different Isuri Derais of Issa here. Two different things. There's an isav and a shmartim called avira, which the Gemara in Ksuvah staff memvav dashins shayhar adam b'yoyim v'yavli yatoma b'layla. And the Gemara there's mashmitz and isav deraisa. The Gemara uses the pasuk for one thing, for another thing. It's mashmitz an actual drasha sakra. And there's an isav here because it'll be b'yavli yatoma. So that isav here, and from that, that's where the isav is to see balechayim neskakim zelazeh, to look at big deitzivainim of an isha. Even when they're not on the Isha, that's not an Isser that you might, a hear that you're going to do an Aveira. That's a hear that's mevili de tuma. A hear that's mevili de tuma is an Isser. But then there's another Isser. So, Pasuk Leisa Surachel Levavcha Vachre Enechem, and the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yudbeis Darshan Zachel Levavcha is Minus, and Achre Enechem is Nus. So, it's an Isser to be Maharib is Nus. That's an Isser be Maharib to do an Aveira. So somebody who plans or considers doing an Aveira is either on Lissasurach Ilavavchem Vacharinechem, and someone who's Maharin in Yonez Nus, but Eifin Eikikom Lidei Tuma, he's either on the Shmaitim called Avira. That means that there's a Makar in the Rishenim to this Yisayid there of Mesha saying, in Rabbeinu Yena, and Shari Tshuva, and Shari Shlishi, and Eis Mem, he's talking about all the Lavin that Al Yidei Machshava, and Eis Mem he says, Vinishmaitim called Avira. Someone who's mahar something which will come even if he's not mahar to do something, he's not intending to do something, he's not even thinking, considering doing something, but he's mahar ba'ifin that will come liday tuma. And the next one, Simem Aleph, he says that the lav is voice surach levavchem v'achinechem, who's ra'anim b'zeh shol lachshav lasus aveir v'chold v'apesha v'chait. You shouldn't plan on doing an Aveira. You shouldn't consider doing an Aveira. Rav Moshe writes, there's an afkamina by Nashim. He says, Nashim are not mitzuvah v'nishmaitim be called Aveira, because they can't come lidei tuma. So they're not muzer on that. So there's no din that Nashim can't do something that will bring lidei hir. But there is a halacha v'sesurach levavchem, that's a live deraisa, which is negei both on Nashim and Nashim. So for an isha to consider being mizanim, to plan on being mizanim, to consider it, she'd be over alive the Raisa. He says, even Isha does have to avoid and Yonim built its nuim because of Das Yehudis. There's a din, Isha has to be Misnaig Betznias, which is Misnehegis Supritzus, she's over on Das Yehudis. But there's no live the Raisa of an Ishmaitim called Avera for an Isha. So Lafizah, I want to limit the Taisos like this, that these Bekudei Chayil and Midyan, Lenifkim Imenu Ish, they were big tzaddikim, they didn't have any havamina that not one of the soldiers were over on v'nishmaitim mikol davera. Because just considering doing an avera, that's not an issa v'nishmaitim mikol davera. In order to have a hira that's mevli yetuma, just thinking about an inyan of znus or inyan of tashmi shamita, that's not yet v'nishmaitim mikol davera. There has to be like a derech taiva, derech hana, b'oifin that'll come lidei tuma. Mashal, if a person has a practical reason to think about an Yoni Bia for whatever time, that wouldn't by itself be an isav and shmaitim be called avira, unless he's thinking about it derech taiva. That the person should avoid any type of talk or even thought about these inyanim, because it could bring to an isav and shmaitim be called avira, legara from seeing a behemah chayav oif niskak zelazeh, which could bring to v'nishmaitim mikold avira. But the hir of v'nishmaitim mikold avira is a hir of taiva itself, visualizing someone doing something with kedayma, which brings lidei tuma. So that the pshat was that the anoshim, the anshei chayil, the pekudei achayil, there was no havmin that anyone was over on that. The only hir they had was is that when they were dealing with the nishay midyan, they were keeping them captive. They had to take them and grab them and put them where the captives were, v'chuli v'chuli. So it might have fallen into someone a machshava of perhaps being bail them. But that's not a machshava derech tumah. Rather, he wasn't maimik in the machshava b'chlal, and he didn't seriously consider it. But so the nishmaitim called of hara, that was a negeya. The only thing that was negeya, the possible here was a small hira consideration that maybe they should be mezana, maybe they should do an avera. So that's the lava voice of surah of Avnum Chayenechem. That would only be if it's taka avera. But if there's taka heter to be boiled them, the heter be fast tire. So if they consider being boiled the nashim, so that would be mutta al fast tire. So it wouldn't be either unless it's surah of Avnum Chayenechem, because it's a dava mutter. They're allowed to consider maybe they should be boiled these nashim. They can't be mahar. But that they didn't do, and that didn't have any havin anyone did. So Taisus asks, if you could actually be boil, what's wrong with considering it? So Taisus says, or maybe they considered doing an isser, like boil two women, something that wouldn't be mutter on the din of your fast tire. That's how I understand Shad and Taisus.